We all have goals and aspirations of where we want to be in life. But sometimes life happens when we are busy making other plans. Welcome guys to another episode of the Godly Scripted with Didi podcast. How are you? How have you been? It's such a beautiful thing to know that we are now in the second half of the year. And you guys, people have made plans, so people are making plans, people are executing plans. And if you've made plans but you're not yet there, just keep trusting God and keep putting in the work and everything will turn out well. Now, still on the topic, I remember when I was barely a teenager and I told myself that there is no way I would hit 25 without being married, you know, pregnant with my twin girls, have a blue passport, should have traveled to at least one European country, have like a couple millions in my name, in my account, with a joint ETF account with my husband. Don't roll your eyes, I'm not greedy. My father in heaven built roads. He literally made gold, used gold to make roads. Don't roll your eyes. So I had plans of what I wanted to do, but it's so funny that right now, in this space, in this moment, not that I'm trying to talk down on the growth that I've had, but I have an incessant ice cream craving of finished online courses, my bachelor's degree certificate, no constant, stream of income, just a couple of thousands to my name, singlehood, and a racing habit in anticipation for my law school result. I was unconsciously looking for something to spur my faith. Like, I've just been ruminating over the thought and all of that. And I didn't know that I was looking for something to hold on to until a couple of weeks ago, I saw a video on America's Got Talent, the one that Simon is one of the judges. And I watched this woman, her name is Jane, but when she sings, she goes by Night Bird. She's 30. And when she was asked what she does for a living, she said that she hasn't been working. And when she was asked why, she mentioned that she has cancer and that the doctors say that she has 2% chance of survival and that she was happy for the 2% because 2% is not zero. She sang an original song titled It Is Okay, which was a reflection of her last year. Now this song, you guys, this song sent chills down my spine and I just wondered in awe on how she had that level of strength to do what she did. I mean, somebody who has 2% is not 20%, 2% chances of surviving cancer that is in her lungs, spine, liver, and who knows where. And it just beats me how that person mustered the courage and confidence to perform that song. And it was such a powerful performance. You guys, if you've not seen this video, I want you, after listening to this episode, go to YouTube and search for Night Bird. You will find her. And so, after I had watched the clip, I decided to look her up and you guys won't believe what I found. So Night Birdie used to be a worship leader in her church. And in her words, she said, "The doctor told me I was dying and the man I married said he didn't love me anymore." I can just imagine what she went through. And then she continues to say, "I am God's downstairs neighbor, banging on the ceiling with a broomstick. I show up at his door every day. Sometimes with songs, curses, sometimes with apologies, gifts, sometimes questions, and other times demands. I have called him a cheat and a liar, and I meant it. I've told him I wanted to die, and I meant it. Tears have become my only prayer. Prayers roll over my nostrils and drip down my forearm, they fall to the ground as I reach for him. These are the prayers I repeat night and day, sunrise and sunset. Call me bitter if you want to. That's fair. Count me in among the cynical, the offended, the angry, and the hardened. But also count me in as his friends, for I have seen him, that's God now, I have seen him in his rare form. I have felt his exhale and laid in his shadow. I have squared to read the message he wrote for me in the grot, saying, I am sad too. You guys, this is such a powerful expression in words for Nightbird. And if we will all be honest, we all are and have been Nightbird at one too many points of our lives. We have questions why our answers seem to be taking too long, why the signs seem too blurry, you know, why the things that we demanded for are not forthcoming, why a lot of things are happening to us. And it, you know, puts us in that position of questioning God and who he is and what he said. I just believe that Nightbird had cogent evidence of her service to God and in church as to why she shouldn't be suffering the way she does. I believe that when she comes to God, she was like, this, and this, I've done this for you, I've served you, I've done this, I've been there, I've worked in church, I've served you all my life, I have put in the work. You know, I believe she has evidence as to why she's questioning who God is and why she said all of the things she said. And I mean, she must have had encounters with God as to question why she lost all that she lost. You guys, like, at this point, I'm just trying to imagine, like, we can only but imagine what went through her head when the doctors told her that, okay, you're having cancer. Then the man that she married is telling her that, okay, we can't do this anymore. I mean, at that point where she actually needs somebody, the person just walks away. We've all been in that position. But for her to be at America Got Talent stage shows, I mean, like, it just shows that she has risen above all of that anger and that place of, you know, bitterness and restlessness. And she has risen above all of that and is at the place of peace. Because it's only the peace of God that can take away such heaviness. And one of the lines from the song that struck me was, I changed my name thinking it would change my mind and that all my problems would stay behind. It's okay if you're lost. We are all a little lost and it's all right. And it just took me down memory lane to all of the goals and all the plans and all the dreams and all the aspirations, you know, that I had and still have. And all the times I changed strategy plans and goal titles, you know, downloading this productivity app from the other and hoping it will tickle the star to bloom. And you guys, in that moment, I told myself that, you know what, fine and good. Things might not be working the way I want it to. Things might not be looking well, but I'll keep pushing forward. I will keep, you know, focusing on the finishing line, putting in the work, keep celebrating my small wins and big wins, keep setting goals, finishing them, and keep being strong in faith and preserving and being resilient. And I strongly believe that it's not just me that feels this way when things are not working the way we planned it. I mean, we all have, you know, our 5-year business career strategy plan. And then 3 years, 4 years down the line, it seems like they never even buy the beans, talk more of grinding it. And this kind of things, it breeds frustration and anger and resentment and a lot of negativity and unhappiness. And I'm going to share something that Jane said, and I quote, it is important that everyone knows that I'm much more than the things that have happened to me. You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. That's right there is such a powerful thing to hold on to. And I believe that it wasn't particularly easy for her to come to that place where she decides, you know what, cancer or no cancer, 2% or no 2%, I'm going to allow myself to be happy. I'm going to, you know, focus on being happy one step at a time. Because just a moment in time, a hug, a smile, a kiss, you know, a thoughtful gift can be that, you know, pump of glow in someone's life, just that thoughtfulness. And it just brings me to mind that when I saw her, I believe that I speak the mind of everybody who probably saw that video. Looking at her, you can't even guess that she has cancer. You can't even guess that she's sick. You get, and it just brings to mind that we should be kind to people, because you don't know who is battling with what. You don't know who is, you know, machele or with George, like Igbos would say. If you're not Igbo, you probably might not get what I'm trying to say. Like, it means like, even when things are not particularly good, you are, you know, keeping up face and being, you're not showing the world that, oh, I'm on the floor. Oh, you are much, like, you're using rapper to cover everything. That's what it means by immature or judge, right? And I'm going to end with this. No matter whatever it is, hold on to God, hold on to faith in God, and find out ways to be happy, to be genuinely happy. And I pray for you and I love you. My dearest listeners, both the old and the new, in the words of Paul, that Abba shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory, and that you will do and can do all things through God who strengthens you. And that is the end of the episode, guys. I really hope you learned a thing or two, and don't forget to subscribe, send in your comments, share this link to your friends and your family members and your village people on any of the podcasting platforms. We're now on Anchor, so even if you can't access the links, just go to Anchor and search for Godly Scripture with Didi Podcast. Follow me. You can also see our previous episodes from series one, and yes, just continue to listen to any of the podcasting listening platforms at your convenience. You can also continue to send in your feedback, your suggestions, either through the DM or my email, adivinemoses@icloud.com. Check me out on Instagram to see other things that I'm all about on @thedivinemoses. You can send in your voice message through the Anchor platform. With all the love from the cross, Didi, your favorite podcast girl. Bye. Kisses.